All who come to this happy place, welcome.
You people have been chosen to reveal our existence to the world.
You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
How you will receive us?
Because it's all part of the plan.
You must take your place in the circle of life.
People line up for them, cheer them, scream their names, and years later they'll tell how they stood in the rain for hours just to get a glimpse of the one who taught them to hold on.
Would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance,
to be
a god.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Ace of Spades. I am Ace and I am here with
James.
He is eating KFC, so if you hear food, it's his fault. And I'm drinking my drink. So yeah, today we are going to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Are you excited for this?
Oh yeah, I guess.
You see the original one?
Yep.
The Rise? Did you see the old school one?
Yeah. First one.
Did you see any of the ones after? No, was the first one as in the original first one or the Tim Burton one? With Mark Wahlberg.
The old one.
Yeah. I liked all of them. I thought they were all pretty good. I don't know. This one's either going to be really good or... No, it's probably going to be really good. But, yeah. How was your first week at the post office?
Just training. Wasn't actually at the post office I'm going to.
And they have a separate facility for training?
Yep.
That's weird. It's like a power... Wait, why do they do that? Is it because it's so small?
Well, it's inside a processing facility.
I owe you an apology, though. Last week, I was listening to the podcast when I was cutting it. You're done with basic training.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to tell me. I didn't realize it because I thought, like, there's red, white, and blue phase. I thought you going to, not Kauai, before that, you went to, where?
Basic training?
No, Africa?
No, well, I was supposed to go to Africa and then passport thing. So then they sent me to Hawaii instead.
Okay, so you, all your base, you already did red, white, and blue phase. Then you got deployed to Kauai. You're all done with basic training.
Yeah, well, you see basic training.
Oh, good lord. I thought I had it figured out.
10 weeks long. The red, white, and blue phase doesn't really, is not that significant.
Oh, okay.
It might have been labeled in the show you were watching.
Alright, so.
Like, it doesn't really mean that much.
Alright, well, yeah, because I was like, I literally, when I went home, I was like, basic training, because I had no idea what it was. It was like red, white, and blue face, and it was like a 2-minute clip, and I watched it, and I was like, oh, wow, okay. So I thought I knew everything about it. Alright, so now it's just like you're officially a soldier or whatever, right? Now they just deploy you?
Yeah, I drove 1 week and a month. And then...
Did you just say you just drove for a week and a month? I was like, oh.
1 week and a month.
Ah.
And then, like... Well, like, companies and everything and brigades are, like, set up on, like, a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when it's our turn to deploy, we'll deploy.
Nice. You see the new Godzilla movie?
Nope.
Oh, man. Because I was going to make a reference to that. Because they get deployed to, like, stop Godzilla. And it's, like, out of nowhere. He's just like, you have to friggin' do this and this. So, I don't know.
I don't know if I'll get that call.
Oh, well, have hope, sir, that a monster comes and destroys everything. That'd be pretty cool, though, if you think about it. Would you want that to happen? If somebody came to you and was like, you were the cause of it, but nobody would ever know. They were like, you have the choice to either have, like, Godzilla come or not come. What would you say?
Where would he be coming?
as long as it's not here. We'll say Japan.
Well,
tread lightly, sir.
Japan deserves it. I was thinking more maybe, like, California, New York type of deal.
All the places I want to move. Alright, so... Alright, yeah. That, no, I couldn't. I'm too much of a soft heart. I just start thinking of all the kill.
Poor Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, true. All right, we'll keep him submerged underwater for now. I started watching, I went to a flea market for my birthday. Because I really dig flea markets. I texted you, but you never fucking texted back. Have you ever been to those? Like the Hollis ones or anything? Pretty fucking fun. But,
you texted me Sunday?
Yeah. I forget why I texted you. I texted you something about a flea market. Because it was right after I went.
Like flea markets?
Yeah.
But I like woke up at like 1 o'clock.
Then your phone takes like a half hour to text back, and I'm like, hey, okay, he's not answering.
I was just really drunk Saturday.
No. You're like, I love fleas, and you're just selling, saying it to your phone, you know? But, whatchamacallit? Yeah, when I was there, I didn't get a lot. I got like 3 plates, but they were like antique plates. I got a picture of Disneyland, like a huge framed one, which I broke within like 30 seconds of walking into my house. I dropped it. I was like, damn it. So I just took the picture out and like taped it up on my wall. And then...
Yeah, the tape will ruin the value.
It's like worthless now. It was like from like 1989 or something. Uh-huh. It was like an old school one. But then I got... What else I got? An Alvin and Chipmunks movie that I grew up with. I got that from my little brother to watch. And then I got Power Rangers. What was that, sir? Then I got Power Rangers. What was it? Turbo Power Rangers? I got that for me because I wanted to watch it. See if it's still... I wanted to see if it's still held up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was pretty, like... I don't know if it's just... Did you grow up with Power Rangers?
No, I watched some. My Power Rangers slippers.
Okay. Yeah. Slippers. But,
Mom always used to buy me slippers, but I used to be too scared to use them, like...
Because they're Power Rangers?
No,
you were afraid you might morph?
I had a Thomas the Tank Engine there, but I was afraid, like, if I put my feet in them, like...
Just drive away?
They'd get run over by a train.
What? Where'd that logic come in? You're like, I can't do it, I'll get run over by a train. But, yeah, it's still held up. They only morphed twice, though, which kind of pissed me off. You had to watch them, like, in real time, just talking and doing their cheesy, like, turnaround smiles to the camera. And it sucked, like, the Blue Ranger gets injured at the beginning. So this little kid takes his place. So when the little kid morphs, he morphs into, like, a 6-foot, like, a normal-sized ranger. But he still has a kid voice. He's like, this is awesome, guys! And it was, I don't know. It wasn't as fun as I wanted to. But I want you to guess. I took a picture of it. I'm going to read off every title. Guess how many Power Rangers has been just in the U.S. alone.
How versions. Many Power Rangers or versions?
Versions. Like names of TV 26. Shows.
26.
Less than that. All right. 22. You ready? I stopped watching it after... I used to watch it religiously, but I stopped watching after Power Rangers in Space. That was when I stopped. But here we go. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Mighty Morphin Alien Power Rangers, Power Rangers Zeo, Power Rangers Turbo, Power Rangers in Space, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Power Rangers Lightspeed the Rescue, Power Rangers Time Force, Power Rangers Wild Force, Power Rangers Ninja Storm, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, Power Rangers SPD, Power Rangers Mystic Force, Power Rangers Operation Overdrive, Power Rangers Jungle Fury, Power Rangers RPM, Power Rangers Samurai, Power Rangers Super Samurai, Power Rangers Mega Force, Power Rangers Super Mega Force, and next year, Power Rangers Dino Charge.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's surely going to be better than Dino Force, which they already did.
So they turn into dinosaurs? I
think so. They did that for the Dino Thunder one, I know that. It's, the thing I hated, I got the
Dino
Power Rangers...
Were there?
What?
How many Dino ones were there?
There were 2. I think it was Dino Force and Dino Thunder. But, it might have just been Dino Thunder. But, whatchamacallit. Yeah, they only came out 2 movies. Power Rangers, Mighty Morphing Power Rangers. No, Mighty Morphing Power Rangers, the movie. Which I wasn't allowed to see, which really pissed me off. And I was like 9 years old. And my brother got to see it. And it was the one with a guy called Ivan Ooze.
How come you couldn't see it?
I don't know. They thought it would give me nightmares or something. And I was so angry because my brother went to the theater to see it, and I wanted to see it so bad because I like the, do you remember the character with the gold wings? He has a blue face. He's a villain. His name's Goldar. Nah, he used to be my favorite, and he was in it, and I was like, that's awesome.
Do you remember Face?
Face?
Yeah, big face.
Zordon? Like the one the Power Rangers talk to before they go on mission?
Yeah, it was
like,
kind of Ranger. Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, his name's Zordon. Face. I remember Face. But, yeah, Lionsgate, apparently, for the anticipated outcome of Ninja Turtles, they just announced that they're coming out with the Power Rangers movie, which I'm kind of excited about because I saw the writers and the same writers from the original TV series. So
it's going to be really good.
Your sarcasm is not appreciated, sir. But I don't know. They came out with that movie, the one with Ivan Ooze, and the one I just saw it got, which was Turbo Power Rangers, which had to do with cars, and I thought they had the stupidest costumes. I even thought that when I was little. I never said it out loud, because, like, but they had, they have, what's it called? Headlights or whatever? They had them on the top of their heads. Like, their headlights on the top of their head, like, on their helmet, and whenever they go into a dark cave, they go on. And it's like, it looks so practical. Stupid. Yeah, but it just looks stupid. I don't know.
Well, they didn't have them to look cool. They had them so they could see in the dark.
If you went back, I have a question. Speaking of swearing and all that when you're a little kid, I never did it. But if you're like, you go back in time into your kindergarten body, would you swear? Would you like do that like cool moment of, you know what, fuck you?
Well, I used to swear, but like not in front of adults.
Oh, sorry, this kid just sat on the hood of his car and just started laughing. Okay, that was weird. This laugh that set me off. I know. What were we talking about? Yeah, swearing. Because, like, there's always those moments in your life where you're like, you wish you could go off. Because I remember, this is a tough one. I was in, it had to be first grade, I think. And this teacher was like, I remember what it was, too. There were candles. And we had to paint the candles purple and make the flames yellow or an orange or whatever. And I thought it would be cool to, like, outline the outline of the picture in black. Then fill in my black, because I thought it would stand out more. And I did that, and she's like, what she said was verbatim, she's like, we're going to put this on the wall so everybody can see what you did wrong. She taped it on the wall, and she's like, everybody look what John did. And I remember, like, if I were to go back in time into that moment, I think I'd be like, just like, have this speech prepared, like a Boondock Saints, like, now you shall receive. I thought that'd be pretty cool. Is there any moment you'd flash back to?
Yeah, I guess there'd be a whole bunch of moments I'd flash back to.
You want to name one, for example?
I don't know. When, like, every
when you were born, when you popped out. You're like, I'm going back in! This world is unjust. I know it's a lovely thing now, Mom, but oh, you just wait. When they hire me, there's no raises. Oh, I gotta cut that out, too. I don't want to use the name of the place I work so much because I always have to go in and find it. But, yeah, I don't know.
Well, did why you not get. Just use it?
What?
Maybe.
Because if anybody,
it'd
like.
Be good advertising.
Because if people. Yeah. Well, it's not going to be because the first episode I did, at the end of the show, I included that clip from Rayman where he's like, how do you like your jeans? And he's like, sucks. So. I don't know. So, for the post office, did you get to see, like, the facility in which you're working?
Yep, I went there today.
Is it, like, a small...
And they were like, oh, you're working tomorrow morning.
Are you driving around, dropping off packages?
Well, I'm going to be shadowing somebody for, like, 3 days, and then after that, I'll be doing whatever they told me.
But what are you doing? What's the difference between UPS and post office? Don't laugh at me, man. You know I'm slightly dumb when it comes
UPS
to...
UPS will just... Hey, look, you guys have the same beard over there.
Oh, yeah. How does he keep his groomed? I want to go in there.
Yeah, he looks way better.
I know. I want to ask him because mine just like grows out and is all ugly and shit, but I don't know. All right, what were we talking about? Oh yeah, UPS and post office.
UPS, you know how they just drive around and will deliver random packages?
Post office is just like you go and pick stuff out at the post office?
No, post office is like a government run.
Do you guys do deliveries?
Like deliveries, yeah.
Are you going to be doing them?
Yeah, if they're on the roof. If like somebody gets.
Do you think you can do that? Because we know your experience with fucking driving places.
Yeah, I can do that.
Your pause troubles me.
Well, I was like, is he trying to make a sexual joke about packages?
Oh, you're like, packages, like, fucking UPS. Like, James, you alright? Like,
waiting
fuck.
For your punchline. Yeah. And then did you...
It
just never came.
Punch her? Yeah, so never mind. But, yeah. But are you mostly just working on, like, in a, like that dry? Do you have, like, a small area? Because when I went and picked up my package,
like,
it was small.
I'm doing, it's like a pretty much filling in for anybody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you don't have a set schedule?
Nope.
Oh, that sucks, man. You told me you were getting, like, what was it? Like, John, I'm getting 1,600 hours. Are you just showing off to me?
No, well, like...
Well, yeah.
Other people, they have days off and stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like,
how many hours did they give you for your first week?
This week, well, not... I have 24 hours so far this week, and I'll probably get another 8 more.
Well, that's too met, not bad. I got like 16
and
my first
just, like,
time
in training right now.
Yeah.
And then I'll probably have a whole bunch next week.
That's good. It's dry though, isn't it?
Nah.
It's the only reason I couldn't work there. It looks so damn dry.
Dry as in.
What?
Like with dry as in.
Can't breathe like the stock rooms?
Nuts. Pretty well ventilated.
Oh, well.
Place I'm going.
Screw you, sir.
And then hope you outside.
The post office I came to, I was like, can I get this package? And the door opened up, and their hand, like, came out, and it was all burnt. And they're like, I'm like, oh, you poor soul. And they're like, remember me. And they shut it. I'm like, you guys should get a fan. What time is it? How much longer we got?
It's only 3:40.
I'd say we go in 10 minutes. You want to drive right over there now?
Sure.
We're parked in front of a KFC and the theater's across the street. So you're about to hear a little bit of noise.
It's a pretty powerful car.
It's a good way of putting it. It purrs like a kitty. So, yeah. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. What is that?
A big truck.
That kind of looks like where they would keep apes, because it's all, like, has holes in the gates and everything.
Maybe that's where they're bringing some movies.
Yeah, they're promoting the movie. They, like, let them loose in the theater. Like, the theater manager has that, like, tries to entertain people, like, the monkeys are going to the theater, like, ho, 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 look who we have here!
Oh, goddamn.
You took our fucking turn.
I did it again. Goddamn hills.
But yeah, James and me are going to see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes in D-Box, which is apparently at O'Neill Theaters, which is, like, motion-activated seats where, like... If you're watching the film and say you're in first person, the camera's in first person view inside a car, and like say for this instance a monkey jumps on the car, the whole seat will tilt forward, so it's with the motion of the entire movie. So I'm pretty pumped for that to see what happens. I only did the prototype because before they, last year when I came here, they only had two chairs set up in the front. It was like you had to hit a button for a demo. It was like a demo version, but now apparently they have a whole theater decked out with them.
Are you sure this is it?
Yes, I'm sure.
When I said O'Neill, this just says Cinema 12.
Well, Cinema 12 O'Neill. I don't know. It's the right one. Okay. Maybe.
How much is it a ticket? Like $30?
I'll pay.
Oh, why don't I pay? And I was just wondering. Well, at least pay for mine.
How about I pay for your tickets and you... No, just pay for your tickets.
I'll pay for my ticket.
All right. Well, I'll pay. Well, after this, we're just doing Cinemagic. That's because I just wanted to get those two theaters out of the way, but we got 7 minutes. What am I doing? I don't know why I'm under here. Talk about something. Something new is going on in your life in the past week, right?
Yeah, the post office.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Pregnant. Yeah, she's pregnant. Who's
pretty? No, pregnant.
Oh. I love how disregarding I was, a pregnant woman. Where you're like, she's pretty, and I'm like, who's pretty? And you're like, pregnant. I'm like, oh, okay.
When I'm drunk, something clicks in my head.
Yeah, he's like, that's pregnant. Two females and one. You wake up and you're just sad.
Well, it's probably instinct. Like, you see a pregnant girl alone, and you're like, well, I want to make.
I could be the father.
I want to make sure, you know, the future of the human race is taken care of, you know, I gotta...
By taking her?
Well, that's payment for me protecting her once the baby's born.
Yeah. I ever tell you the time when I was at work and, it was probably one of the... I've only had two moments where I've been like, two things have happened to me where I'm like, that was pretty great. Over my past year at working there. But, in second place was a mother and her daughter. Like, this was when Frozen came out. Her mother and her 3-year-old daughter were, they saw, like, Frozen or something. They wanted to come in. They were, like, just super, they were just, like, a nice family. And they were just, like, super nice to me. And I got them a display poster. Had the thing, and that was probably my first one. And then, And then the best moment of all was there was, like, this hot chick that was, like, a perfect 10. And she came in, and I did my stupid, like, there's my deep laugh, which is, like, and then there's my, like, I do that squeak laugh, which is, like, whatever. And I did that laugh in front of her. And she says, you should keep that laugh. It's really cute. And she, like, gave me this look. And that look, man, it just kept me going, like, the entire week.
For the rest of my life.
Yeah, for the rest of my life. And I was just like, oh, she's awesome. So, yeah. If those two moments probably never happened, I probably wouldn't be there anymore. Because, like, I just try to find, like, something to hold on to. I'm like, eh, maybe someone will come around. And it all happened around Christmas, so. Yeah. I don't know. What time is it? 45. Let's go inside. Because I don't know how their seats are worked out.
So what time does it actually start?
10 minutes. We're going to go see Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. We'll be right back. Here's a clip.
I know why you're scared. It took us 4 years fighting that virus. But we are survivors.
It was a virus created by scientists in a lab. You can't blame the apes.
All right, we just got back from seeing Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. What did you think of it, sir?
Pretty good, I guess.
I thought it was a lot better than the first one.
Me too. First one, like
the... Rise, not the old school ones.
Yeah.
I thought...
Not as boring as...
I thought they could have recasted the lead guy.
James Franco?
No, the other guy in this one. It looked like he was wearing, like, pounds and pounds of makeup. Did you notice that? Like, the guy with the eyeliner? The main guy that Caesar's, like, friends with? The human guy? I thought they could have recasted him, because he looked like he was... You didn't see that? That looked like he was wearing eyeliner the whole time?
In the Rise one?
No, in this one. The one we just saw. I don't know his name. Oh my, were you sleeping the whole movie?
No, wait, like the main guy?
The main guy!
Yeah, I don't think he's wearing eyeliner the whole time.
Oh, well, maybe it's just me. But, I don't know. I thought their writing was kind of cliche in it, though. Like, I thought, like, cliche. They could have... everything the humans said...
Horses?
No, not that. Not, I mean, like, as far as the humans go, like, yeah, their storyline set up. You get what I'm saying? Like... I don't know, I thought they could have made more character development. I thought they could do that more for the humans. I thought there was more for the apes and the humans. But I don't know if they were trying to go like that, you know what I'm saying? Because the next one's, like, all about the apes that they're doing. But I don't know, I thought it was pretty good. I liked it. That's the reason I go to the movies. I thought that was very, like, That was a movie, man. So many times it kept jerking me for tears and everything. I called out that last... I was about to yell out what Caesar was going to say to Kovac.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say.
Yeah, you are not ape. And I was like,
I thought he was going to say you are no ape, but he said not instead. So I got that part.
That guy was violent, that Kovac dude. I didn't think he was going to be that violent. Like, I saw in the trailer they gave away the whole, Remember when he was tricking the humans? I was like a playful ape, and then he shot the two guys.
I didn't watch the trailer, so I didn't.
Nah, they gave that away. They gave that entire part away, the trailer. But I don't know. I thought that was messed up when he threw that other ape, that ash ape, over the. I was like, whoa. And then when he just started shooting at every ape at the end, I was like, yeah, this guy's gotta die.
Hurt my head when they were.
when the bus flipped? Yeah, I was there too, because like, that's when I was like about, adjusting like, my seat, and I was like, oh god.
I forgot all about like the seat thing. So I thought like somebody was just kicking me out of my seat violently.
Yeah. Did you like the motion seating?
Yeah, like it was cool, but like.
It kind of
feels like someone's.
They did that. I bet they did that on purpose, because like they hold off on moving it until. Like, somebody gets shot and they like shake it like you're getting... That was freaky. But I like how they didn't overdo it and it was like... They just went along with the movie. I thought that was cool. But, what else? I think that sketch that the guy was drawing of Caesar on the steps of Caesar's house... I think that's what he's going to look like in the next movie. Like, they evolve another level. Like, it's going to be like 10 years after or something. I think he's going to look like that. I think, like, his hair is going to be shaven down and everything. Something. I don't know. It's weird because this one's called, it was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And I don't think the next one's going to be Planet of the Apes unless they do like a 20 year later, because they still have to fight the humans. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't the humans just blow it all up?
No, I think like the apes conquer the entire world. And then, wait, what was the premise for the original one? Didn't he like go back in time through a time? Yeah, this one must be a different continent.
No, they didn't.
Maybe that was a Tim Burton one.
I don't know if they went back in time, but like...
Well, I know the Tim Burton one was...
I don't know, they were gone for a long time in space. Like, I think, did they wake up? Like, they woke
cryogenic
up.
Cryogenic sleep type thing?
And then they woke up, and then they thought must they went in like a different planet, and then...
It was Earth?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, that's different from the Tim Burton one, because the Tim Burton one was... They sent, like, a monkey into space, and then they sent Mark Wahlberg into space, and, like, the monkey got, like, through a passage of time, I think, or something like that. Like, the monkey shot ahead some dimension a few seconds ahead of him. You know what I'm saying? So, since the monkey landed on Earth first, he inhabited the Earth, and, like, thousands of years went by, even though it was a few seconds between the delay between both of them. I think that was it. That one everybody criticizes for, but I liked it. I don't know, I really...
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird because they have, like, Paul Giamatti, and who I like, but... No, it wasn't Paul Giamatti. What? Yeah, it was. Like, they had, like, mainstream actors, Helena Bonham Carter, and she was, like, a monkey, and, like, it's her... It's, I don't know, it's kind of weird. But I don't know, I thought the CGI is getting pretty good. Like, that part we both laughed at when Maurice, that huge wise ape guy, turned his head. And it was just, he just had that weird monkey face. If that was CGI, that was funny. But, yeah, if you're going to go see the movie, there's this one part where the apes are taking over the city, and they're carrying this lady. It's, like, the worst CGI on a human ever done. And I don't know why they didn't catch it, but her legs are, like... flailing, and there's like no momentum of them wearing, they just keep going. That was funny.
Was laughing because it looked like the girl that picked her up and was gonna bring her off to rape her.
Oh, well, you and me have completely two different mindsets then, because I was looking at the CGI for her and I was like, that's bad. And you're like, she's getting raped.
I just knew it was a female, and she was being carried.
That was a tearjerker, though. Did you almost get any tears in you?
No,
me neither. But, yeah, no, and, I almost lost it when Caesar, what part did I almost cry at?
When, my video of...
Yeah, I almost lost it there. And then when he almost said, like, when he walked up, he was like, who is that? And if he were to say, like, my dad or something, I would have bawled, but he's just like, a good man, like you. I don't know. I thought they were The one thing I was kind of disappointed with, I like their sign language. I thought that was pretty cool. But
it's accurate.
Yeah, probably not. Caesar. He just puts a C over his eye. I thought that, whatchamacallit, they were going to talk in this one. Like, I thought they were going to do the 10 years later thing at the beginning of this movie. And then they would be talking to each other, but I guess not. I thought they could have just left out all the human storylines. And then Gary Oldman, I guess, they only used for, like, what was that? Like, two scenes, right? He wasn't in there that much.
It was Gary Oldman.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen Batman Begins? Dark Knight? You've seen The Dark Knight, right? Don't play with me. You know you have.
Yeah.
He's Commissioner Gordon. The guy that's like, we've been years fighting these apes. The guy with the glasses? The guy that did suicide?
All right. So, yeah.
Spoiler alert. You know what I'm talking about? The guy who just committed CF.
Yeah, well, I know.
He's my favorite actor of all time. I don't know if you know that. But Gary, it goes Gary Oldman, then
Tom Hanks, who should be your number one favorite actor.
I don't know. I don't even know if he's on my list.
Maybe. Him and Tom Hanks died
from birds. Not for me. Mel Gibson, maybe for directors. His movies are pretty sweet.
Well, yeah,
except for that Apocalypto.
You didn't like that movie?
No. I thought that was so silly when, like, the lady had that baby in the well while the water's rising.
It was some, key.
I'm pretty sure it was a well.
No, it was just filling up with water because it was raining really hard.
Okay. Well, I don't know. What do we usually do? Oh, yeah, scale 1 to 10. What do you give it?
I don't want to give it an 8. Maybe, like, a 7. 7.5.
I'll give it. Yeah, it is weird because like 10, I'm thinking is like perfect, like Godfather.
I mean, it was definitely a cool.
It was
movie.
Really. It was like a Hollywood, like have fun type movie. But there was there were more positives than negatives. But those negatives, you're looking at, and you're like,
there wasn't a lot of talking. So
yeah. I'll give it. Oh, that's tough. It's either 7.5 or an 8. So I'll give it a 7.5. Yeah, 7.5. So 7.5 and you got 7. Alright, well, I guess that's it for this episode. Next week we are going to see Sex Tape with Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. Is it Segel or Segel? Is it Jason Segel in that one?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's the guy that
I don't know it's his last name, but
yeah. Well, that's next week, so see you next week, guys.
Bye.
Yeah. Ape friend. Do your voice. Okay.
Hello, Raymond. You should feel a little more relaxed in your favorite Kmart clothes.
Tell him, Ray.
Kmart sucks.